Michigan Wolverines were the surprise winner of the Big Ten tournament last weekend. They've continued that success into March Madness. Mo Wagner scored a career-high 26 points, and the seven-seeded Wolverines picked up their seventh straight win by rallying for a 73-69 victory over Louisville. The outcome puts Michigan in the NCAA Midwest Regional Semifinals and Kansas City against Oregon. The Wolverines trailed 45-36 with 16:09 remaining before Wagner hit a layup to ignite a 17-6 run. Michigan took the lead for good on Wagner's three-pointer with 6:39 remaining. Oregon barely escaped the same fate as Louisville. Tyler Dorsey nailed a go-ahead three-pointer with 38.4 seconds left before the Ducks completed a 75-72 victory against Rhode Island. Dorsey finished with 27 points on 9 of 10 shooting, while Dylan Brooks added 19 points for Oregon. Michigan, though, was not the only 7 seed to advance on Sunday. Second-seeded Duke was knocked out by South Carolina as Darius Thornwell pumped in 24 points in the Gamecocks' 88-81 stunner over the Blue Devils. Number 3 Kentucky moved into the Sweet 16 for the 7th time in 9 years by escaping the 65-62 victory over Wichita State, and third-seeded UCLA rode Lonzo Ball's 19 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds in a 79-67 victory against Cincinnati. Elsewhere in the NCAA tournament yesterday, it was at Kansas cruising by the Big Ten's Michigan State 90-70. Also in the tournament action yesterday, it was Baylor beating USC 82-78. Taking a look at our NCAA tournament challenge standings after day number 4, or following Sunday's action, Dan Cook still leading the way with 480 points. I'm in second place with 470 points. Got a huge tie for third place. Chris Timpson, John Ryan, Tim Bell, Gene Rasmussen, Nick Brinks, all with 460 points. Mark Renning currently in 8th place all alone with 450 points. Got 3 people tied for 9th place. Randy Beeson, Kevin Potthoff, and Keith Wagner, all with 440 points. Several people tied in 12th place with 430 points. That includes Cole Corson, Corey Meyer, Todd Bontrager, and Clive Clark. Tyler Shipley and Sean Minahan are tied for 16th with 420 points. Michael Strosko and Terry Kaspabauer tied for 18th with 410 points. Matt Wilkin and Nate Wall tied for 20th place with 400 points. And we've got a four-way tie for 22nd place. Darren Miller, Dave Burks, Randy Snyder, and yes, Jeff Honnold. Dragging up the bottom right now, Tom Hawkep. Tom Hawkep currently sitting in last place with 380 points. Taking a quick look at the NCAA women's tournament from Sunday, it was Maryland knocking off West Virginia 83-56, Mississippi State down DePaul 92-71. It was Florida State over Missouri 77-55. Ohio State beat Kentucky 82-68. Texas beat NC State 84-80. It was South Carolina over Arizona State 71-68. Notre Dame edged Purdue 88-82. And it was Oregon State beating Creighton by a final of 64-52. Villanova's Josh Hart, Purdue's Caleb Swanigan, and UCLA's Lonzo Ball, along with Frank Mason III of Kansas, are the finalists for the Naismith Trophy as the top player in men's college basketball. They were chosen by a national voting panel made up of journalists, current and former head coaches, former Naismith winners, and conference commissioners. The winner will be announced April the 2nd. Ryan Newman's late gamble allowed him to win the Monster Energy Cup race at Phoenix. Newman skipped a tire-changing pit stop to take the lead from deep of the pack. He held on for the final two laps to break a 127 race winless streak. Kyle Larson finished second for the third straight race. Kyle Busch was the leader for most of the final stage before taking third. Ricky Stenhouse was fourth, followed by Brad Keselowski. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.